The Masonic organization in Turkey goes back to the time of the Committee for Union and Progress. From the reign of Sultan Murat, the reign of Sultan Abdul Hamid, it has been around at all times. In other words, Freemasonry is very old. It has a very ancient history, because it is a very ancient satanic organization. The truth of the matter is that the Ottomans were not really able to cope with them. They were unable to take any technical precautions. Only the late Ataturk was able to take a precautionary measure, as you know, closing the Masonic lodges. But at the moment, there are 5,000 registered Masons and 2,000 more unregistered and covered ones, a total of 7,000 Masons, and they are currently working in the key points of the state. Turkish Masons are actually not taken seriously by the Israeli Masonry, British Masonry, or American Masonry. They are only used by them. In other words, they have no formation that is given much importance by them, but they generally do what they are told to do.
Tabii İttihat Terakki'den itibaren, Darwinizmin Osmanlı'ya girmesinden itibaren,
they have been obsessed by one thing ever since Darwinism entered the Ottoman Empire through the Committee for Union and Progress, to make Turkey communist. Because in their eyes, Marx was right and so were Hegel and Engels, and Darwin was right all the way. But they knew they could never impose that on the people and the nation. So what was to be done? They decided to create a Masonic organization and networks and make gradual progress. They decided to neutralize the supporters of Allah and use their resources. For example, if Adnan Menderes is on the scene, let's hang him, kill intellectuals if there are any. For example, if there is Harun Yahya, Adnan Oktar on the scene, let's slander him, accuse him of being mentally ill and throw him into a mental hospital and then accuse him of using cocaine, make a plot for him. As you know, they mixed cocaine in my food at the security department. That was totally unbelievable. But you were cleared from that. Yes, I had been cleared from that, but see the courage they have, the courage the organization has.
Türkiye'nin masonluğu Avrupa masonluğuna bağlıdır. Yani İngiliz
Freemasonry in Turkey is dependent on European Freemasonry. They are generally affiliated to the British, Scottish lodges, to French lodges. There are no independent Masonry in Turkey. The organization is rooted abroad, so they do what the French and British lodges tell them to do. It is they who direct events in the southeast of Turkey. The supply of arms, other external support, support for propaganda activities, the support provided by way of the press, all this happens through the Masons. In other words, if the Masons withdrew their support, the organization would immediately lose all its power.